This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The New York Stock Exchange has been an independent company essentially since 1792, but it does not want to be alone anymore. In recent years, the NYSE has attempted mergers with a German exchange and with the NASDAQ, but antitrust regulators scuttled both. This morning, NYSE Euronext says it has an $8 billion deal to be acquired by a futures trading company called Intercontinental Exchange. Marketplace's Queena Kim explains the urge to merge.
For nearly 200 years, when people think of Wall Street, they think of brokers shouting out trades on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Wilson, where are you going?
Get back in there at once and sell, sell!
But that image is fading into the past. Christopher Whalen is with Carrington Investment Services.
The big board is kind of a wonderful antique, but in more recent years, most of the trading has gone away from the floor. It's conducted electronically.
And while the New York Stock Exchange mostly facilitates the trading of stocks, the big business these days is in derivatives, or complicated financial instruments like commodity futures and credit default swaps. Enter Atlanta-based Intercontinental Exchange, or ICE.
Now, the ICE is basically a derivatives exchange.
James Angel is a visiting professor at the Wharton School. He says what ICE is really after is the New York Stock Exchange's derivatives business in Europe. And analysts say today's news illustrates just how far the markets have evolved since the inception of the New York Stock Exchange more than 200 years ago. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.